Sunrise Radio Podcast.
We may live in an age of information technology, yet research shows facts go out of the window when it comes to the humble headlouse. And there's nothing quite like a headlice infestation to create mild bouts of hysteria. Dr. Robert Aston is an expert in communicable disease.
People find them revolting because of the parasites. People get very upset about them. The worst it does to you really is to cause an itch, and that in a minority of cases.
So, Dr. Aston, let's deal with some of the major myths. The presence of headlice is not a manifestation of poor personal hygiene. They do not cause disease, nor will they make your hair fall out. Although anyone can have a headlice infestation, and there have been recent reports that the incidence of lice on adults is increasing, they are more commonly associated with 4 to 11-year-olds. The best known symptom is itching. However, as you alluded to earlier, that isn't always the case. If a constant itch isn't always present, how would we know if kids have head lice?
By doing detection combing. This is a method using a special comb of checking the scalp of your child. If you do this and you do not find living, moving lice, you do not have a head louse infection, no matter whether you've got nits, that's the empty egg cases, or itch, or whatever you might find in the hair.
I understand that head lice don't hop, they don't jump, they don't fly or swim, they spread by head-to-head contact, simply walking across from hair to hair, meaning that everyone, and that includes adults, who have been in contact with the infected person, must be checked. So once this has been done and everyone's been detected, what's the most effective way of eradicating these pesky blighters?
Make sure that they are treated, preferably around the same time, using an approved preparation. This must be applied in accordance with maker's instructions thoroughly, and there's a very high probability that you will eliminate the infection.
There have been reports that head lice have become resistant to some of the treatments available via the pharmacist, and I understand he or she is the best person to speak to with regard to head lice infestations. Is there an alternative measure we can use other than the insecticidal lotions that are available to get rid of head lice?
The only other method for which there's any evidence is of mechanical removal using wet combing and conditioner.
Across West Yorkshire, Manchester and Glasgow, this is Sunrise Radio on FM, DAB, online, mobile, tablet and TV.